Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Welcome to The Upswing. This isn't necessarily a sports show, but sports does cut at the intersection of life, community, and business. So today, it's sports. There's nothing constant but change, and we're going to get into a whole lot of change in the college sports landscape today. A true understatement with Friday's big news concerning the NCAA and the Power Five conferences essentially agreeing to pay their student athletes. More change off the courts and fields of play is coming. So today, some local context with two of the best in the local sports business, Mark Cass from Team Lammy, and Coach Bart Lundy, the head men's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. First, though, I want to go back to last season a little bit for you, Coach, just to provide some context, because I like to be in the game every now and then, too. So the Panthers last year were picked to finish second in the Horizon League. You finished fifth, but you got hot at the right time of the season for sure. At the end of the season, rallying to win 8 of your 9 last games, made it to the Horizon League Tournament Championship game with a win, would have landed you in the NCAA tournament and would have been truly exciting. You gave Oakland a battle in the Horizon League Championship game, keeping it tight throughout. Lost by, seven, I think? Mm-hmm. And if you remember, the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland went on to be the tournament Cinderella, beating number 3, Kentucky, as a 14 seed in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Nonetheless, Coach Bart Lundy set a really high bar for the first 2 seasons with the Panthers. Bring in Coach George Karl would always tell me when he was here with the Bucks. He's brought an added juice to the program, a resurgence and an energy to UWM that's truly exciting. Led his team to back-to-back 20-win seasons for the first time since 2006, becoming the first coach to record 20-plus victories in his first 2 years on the bench in 2 decades. So with the NCAA settlement, you got player payments, you got possible private equity deals, you got NIL, you got collectives, you got all this stuff happening in the business of sports. So it's all staring us in the face in the headlines, but from a coach's lens, you're looking at it each and every day, Coach. So we wanted to have you on the program. Our resident sports marketing expert, Mark Cass, joins us today, too, partner at Team Lammy and executive director at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Coach Lundy, thanks for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So give us your journey to Milwaukee. I mean, you've been here 2 years now, but I want to just let the audience know, hey, how'd Bart get to Milwaukee?
Yeah, where's Waldo? I've been a head coach since I was 25.
Okay.
Had been an assistant for a bit. One of those stops was Marquette.
Okay.
Along my way.
So was director of basketball operations there?
Yeah, was with Buzz for 3 years. Was sitting in what I would probably call my hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina, at Queens University. I'd been the head coach there twice, been there 9 years. We were rolling pretty well. Before the pandemic hit, we had won 30 games, I think, 3 straight years. Only us and Gonzaga at any level in college basketball had done that. Pandemic hit. We only played 16 games that year. And then we came out of it, had another good year. And I'm sitting before a regional championship game, and my phone rings, and it's a search firm. Wasn't really looking for a job. Queens was going Division I. It was kind of a big part of that. And it's a search firm, and they tell me that Amanda wants to talk to me in the morning, and didn't really think much of it. I'd been offered different jobs.
Yeah.
But we were familiar with Milwaukee, loved my time here.
Mm-hmm.
Knew the possibility here in Milwaukee, and one thing led to another, and decided to become a Panther.
All right. Very good. All right. When we come back from the break, Last week, news hit that the NCAA and the major athletic conferences have agreed to a $2.8 billion settlement of a class action antitrust lawsuit by college athletes. How will that affect UWM and other programs? Coach Bart Lundy and Mark Cass from Team Lammy join us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports today on this show. With the NCAA settlement coming down last week, we have Bart Lundy, the coach of the UWM Panthers, and Mark Cass from Team Lammy today joining us. So, Coach, I'm sure you knew that this decision was coming for a while, but it's kind of got to be a shocker in terms of what the impact could be, especially to some of the non-Power 5 conferences and the smaller schools around the country.
Yeah, and the way the decision came down, you know, the 94% of the $2.7 billion is going to Power 5 athletes, and the non-Power 5 schools are tasked with paying 60% of that bill. So, yeah, it's been a I don't know if it'll stick the way the payments are going to go, but it's been challenging.
Yeah, I mean, even you know, in a kind of a college sports world that's always changing and growing, it does seem like a bit of a pivotal moment. But at the same time, there's still going to be a process through the courts to really figure out how the money's going to be allocated and what's going to happen.
Yeah, the seismic change is going to be the $20 million that they've allowed the Power Fives or any institution to pay directly from the colleges to the athletes. So everyone talks about the NIL, but the colleges didn't actually pay that money. It was outside a third party. Now they're saying that pay for play is legal in college sports.
Okay.
Which is crazy, Jeff, when you think about it. After all these years and all this talk, it's finally here, right?
Yeah.
And kind of how the landscape has changed just in, what, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
We've gone from no money to all the money in now. So
right.
it's just an incredible change, and will dramatically change how we look at the sport, who plays it, how long each of the students is at each school, how much they pay, who's kind of off against each other. It's already changed for you.
Yeah.
And each season having to recruit a new team is kind of changed your job dramatically. I mean, and it's for us in terms of just even working with athletes, working with college athletes, it's everything has changed so much over 3 to 4 years that I don't think everybody quite understands it yet. But yet, it's going to be the next 3 or 4 years. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm correct to think that we're not too far-fetched to look at a time when a top prospect, whether it's football or basketball, is looking to cash in on an NIL deal and then maybe getting paid $80,000, $100,000 from a school payment as a salary. And, I mean, how does that affect your recruiting lens when you're out looking for players that know, like, wow, I want to get to this step. I want to get to this step. Does it take you all back to the culture of what you're building?
Yeah. It's I don't want to get too far into culture.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get depressed here. I'm already sitting here with Mark. So.
It's the highlight of your day, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
It only awesome. Goes right from here. It's up and then down.
Yeah, they put a wall between us. That's a good thing. No, I think folks out there that aren't in this world need to realize my best player just signed with Arizona State for $750,000. And that kind of money, I mean, it's transformational for him.
Right.
But that is astronomical compared to where we were.
Right. I mean, think about that. I mean,
when Mark was a football player, he was getting, $100 handshakes, I know, but
I didn't even get that usually, but that's a whole nother story.
So as you're talking with BJ Freeman last year during the season,
right?
Do these discussions come up? Like how integrated are you into a player's life that way?
Yeah, I think it every situation is different.
Yeah.
It's your relationship with that individual. And I knew because it happened the year before that there were schools going behind the scenes, not necessarily BJ, but with his parents and with people,
right.
There's always people around these kids. And, the situation with BJ, I finally sat BJ down after the season was over and said, BJ, go into the portal. He was already going to test the NBA waters, go into the portal, and get all these payments above board, because you know, you're only seeing the ones that are illegal. You know, you might as well see it all.
Might as well.
All right. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to Mark Cass about, you know, what are you looking at, Mark, and how do you tell businesses looking to get involved with college athletes? I'm guessing that's ever changing as we look through the business of sports with UWM coach Bart Lundy and Mark Cass from Team Lammy. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of college sports. Today on the show, Mark Cass, Coach Bart Lundy join us. So, Mark, what are you seeing in terms of businesses looking to get involved with college athletes on the state level?
I think there's interest and there's some intrigue, but it's not really knowing. It's kind of the unknown. And we've seen some success with it. We've seen some success here locally with it in terms of some of the companies who work with them for advertising or for appearances and that. But it's also understanding kind of the market, which is now changing every day, kind of with the price, the NIL prices. And I think it's, you know, it's just an avenue. But I was just saying, I think the loyalty thing is going to be interesting to watch. You know, kind of colleges, that whole thing of kind of working for the college. I mean, I always wanted to go to Marquette. I always wanted to go to UWM. I always wanted to go to Madison. Well, now it's no. I want to play there 1 year, and then I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to go to Arizona. And after that Arizona year, I'm going to go to Duke. And then I'm going to go to – it's like – I mean, it's almost become a job for these kids. And it's, I mean, that's unfortunate, I think. But it, I mean, it's a whole new area. You are seeing some of the business look at it. NBA players, I mean, in terms of college hoops are more expensive when it comes to off the court things. So it is an opportunity. And always remember, especially here in Milwaukee, there are a lot of alumni of these colleges who will support these players if they're supporting a business. So, I mean, so there are a few that we're working with where it makes sense. But I also think everybody comes in with a high number dream. They're hearing these numbers of the 800,000 to 750,000. That's not for every kid in college. Right. It's for how many, Bart? Maybe 3%, 8%, 10%. So I think that's the problem here. It's just really kind of the unknown that's out there.
Yeah. Well, and you look at from a community standpoint, Coach, you know, Milwaukee's really embraced you and the team. And so what do you, as a business and athletic department, continue to do to engage fans and kind of build the UWM brand in the market?
Well, I think the low-hanging answer is everything. Yeah. Everything that we can do. Everything that Mark's been awesome for me because he's helped me get out into the business community and, you know, you having me on this show and the university being represented here. Us trying to put a good enough team to go to the NCAA tournament, that changes the university. You know, just understanding how many graduates are actually in this city, which is about 100,000. So we want to represent them and get the word out.
But isn't Jeff, what I think is going to happen, and I mean, I guess I asked the question to Coach. See, I'm going to play this role.
That's good.
But is it going to change how you actually kind of hold up your team, how you market your team? Because in the past, a lot of colleges will actually market a player. They'll make this player he's the face of the team.
Yeah.
Well, he may be there only 1 year. Can you now kind of do, I mean, how do you do that now? Or is it more about the university?
I think you can still have some players that the fans grab a hold of.
Right.
You know, we're trying hard to get as many local guys as we can, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. But they're inevitably, if they're good enough, they could move on. We really do, for our program, we are embracing the city. So we hope the city embraces us back. You know, four of the MKE is our slogan. Everything that I say and do is, we're doing this because we are the city school. So you hope that we give our alumni and the fans out there that have been coming for years, enough that they can be proud and, you know, sink their teeth into the team. But yeah, it's just like the old NBA. You don't have those old Celtic teams or Milwaukee Bucks teams where you knew the players were going to be there for years.
Right. I mean, nowadays a college player who stays for 4 years is going to be a rarity.
Right.
Right. And that, I mean, that impacts alumni. That impacts the money they give. That impacts who buys season tickets. I mean, it impacts everything. I mean, this is all going to change.
Well, and the on-campus presence too. Yeah. It affects. You know, like you're a part of a bigger pool here, and especially for a school like UWM, that it, a little bit more. commuter based. I mean, sure. Still a lot of dorms and kids on campus each and every day. How does that, what is your kind of day to day campus life in terms of promotion and kind of outreach to students look like, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring that up. It has been a struggle. You know, we get more fans from the community than we get from our student base. And whether that's because we play downtown, you know, it's harder to get them there, whatever the reasons
right.
are. You know, we've got to do a better job of getting out and embracing those students. I've got to do a better job as the head coach. You know, the stories about Bruce Pearl, you know, are famous about, you know, I'm not going to go and take my shirt off in the cafeteria.
You know, all of us thank you for that.
Yes, I know. I thank myself. But you know, he did a great job of that. And I think as we continue to grow and the students, it becomes cool. You know, comes yeah. cool for, to go to the games. We'll get some of that.
In terms of playing downtown at the UWM Panther Arena versus the Clatchy Center, do you have some authority over how many games you play on campus?
Yeah, we have to play three on campus.
Okay, all
so,
right.
So, yeah, I don't know how that number came about.
Yeah.
It was just what I was told. So,
okay.
And then we've hosted a conference tournament game each year, and I had the choice. You know, they put me in the firing squad because some people want us to play at the arena. But the first year we played, we practiced every day in the K, in the Klotschke.
Okay.
So it only made sense for me to play it there. And then this year, because we won the previous year, we played again.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the importance of facility investment and upgrades to recruiting top talent to UWM and continue our conversation with Mark Cass, Coach Bart Lundy from UWM. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are talking branding, sports marketing today with UWM head coach Bart Lundy and Mark Cass from Team Lammy. Mark, what are you seeing in terms of economic impact with the Cubs in town this weekend and the return of former Brewers manager?
It's hard Craig to say Council. Out loud, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, you had a little struggle there. I had
former
to pause.
Brewers manager Craig Council. Now, it's been good for the city. I mean, I know it's got a lot of eyes on us, but as you see fans walking all over the city, spending money in restaurants, spending money at our hotels, driving home and back, spending all that money on fuel, hopefully here in Milwaukee. But, you know, I was out there on Monday, huge crowd. I mean, a lot of Cubs fans, long lines at the concession stand, so they can come in. I think this is good for the Brewers. Think of it this way. They got rid of a manager, and now have a good manager at a lower salary, high salary, but lower.
Yeah.
And all these fans come and spend lots of money, so maybe that's good. I know. I mean, it was a weird game out there because of the fans who were obviously angry with Craig, who were, you know, upset, who had the signs, and they're the booing. I mean, I thought it was a little harsh myself. I mean, he went for a higher salary at a higher profile job. It's hard to fault him for that. Maybe the way he did it and such, but I think the Brewers were probably quietly happy. I mean, they've had a nice look. Mm-hmm. Who's in first place right now?
Yeah.
I mean, who's winning and such? And, you know, to have those fans here spending money, we still are kind of Wrigley Field North, right? There are a lot of Cubs fans
who
come up for the game. Think about that game Monday. It was perfect. A 3 o'clock game over at 6 o'clock. They're home by 8 o'clock. You know, it's good. I mean, just keep coming and spending money here. It's good for us.
And it creates a fun environment.
It's a great rivalry.
It truly does. There's passion. Yes. There's enthusiasm. And that's what being a fan is all about.
And I would say 90% of the fans, and I'll use the word 90% because they weren't all nice, but 90% were fun. They were engaging. There was arguments kind of around us, but they were fun arguments. They weren't, you know, angry ones like that. So I think that's good for a city. It's good for a rivalry. And it's good for the team.
Yeah. And often, you know, just from the coaching change lens, Coach, like you're looking for opportunities, right? And that you can't fault Craig Council for moving on because it was a new challenge. Right. Like maybe inside of his heart, he needed a new challenge and he moved on to a different team and accepted something that maybe got him out of his comfort zone. And that's okay.
Yeah. You know, I talked about, you know, I came here from Queens. I was in my comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
I was in establishment there more than just the basketball coach. And but, you know, I do think if you have a park named after you, You got to be a little more delicate.
You don't have a park named after you yet, Coach?
No.
We're going to work on that.
Don't worry. Working on that. It's down by the river. Don't worry. No. We'll get to that.
I don't want anything with my name and a sign you can write on.
You know, but Jeff, isn't it interesting? Because, like, I mean, I'll just use my example. And I'm nowhere near Craig Council. But I left a long-time job, 20 years as editor because I wanted something new. And everybody was happy for me. But I'm not a sports figure. I'm not a person, you know, somebody out in the community like this who's held up as an example. He leaves the Brewers for an opportunity, and he's now number one evil, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting how we look at our sports heroes, our sports people, and don't look at them as the same way we look at somebody else.
Yeah.
I will say this. That's part of the reason that I love Milwaukee, though. I think that there aren't many places in America that have passionate sports fans like Milwaukee.
There's no doubt.
It is still... You know, it is still sports are on the mind and on the heart, and you don't get that a lot of places.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we want to talk about when we come back from the break. What is the impact of having several high caliber college basketball teams in the marketplace? Is that good? Is it a rising tide lifts all boats mentality from a fan standpoint? And what's the impact on player recruitment and sponsorship? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the changing landscape of college basketball and college sports with NIL deals, transfer portal, and NCAA settlement coming down last week. We got a question from the text line I want to ask the coach from the 414. Do you know how the money will be allocated from player to player? And what about the athletes in sports that aren't the large revenue generators? Are you having these discussions? Will it create some friction between the athletes and also kind of the camaraderie from sport to sport on campus? I'm sure you're having those discussions in the office, Coach.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, it's inevitable that those conflicts will arise. Two things. One, when the universities start to dish out this $20 million, and that's the minimum, they have to put in $20 million, but they could put in more, then Title IX will take effect. So that has to be split somewhat evenly between men and women's sports. So the running joke right now is that, and I said it yesterday on the air, Robert Morris will cut out swimming so that they can pay the money to Zion Williamson for playing at Duke, you know, 10 years ago. You know, there's a lot of change, and there's going to be some animosity. There's going to be some sports cut. It is becoming professional sports. It's pay for play.
Yeah. Wow. Well, in terms of, I mean, we're blessed with a lot of really good programs in the state of Wisconsin, and I think it creates a good environment from a fan standpoint. Do you see that impact in terms of the high caliber of all, you know, whether it's Marquette, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's Whitewater, all the schools in town, in the area, have a good quality of player?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to sound like it's all gloom and doom.
Yeah.
Because college basketball is saving this whole deal. You know, the football money goes only to those schools. It doesn't go to the NCAA. Right. The NCAA doesn't get a dime from college football. But they get all the majority of their revenue from the college basketball tournament, the March Madness tournament.
Right.
And, you know, Marquette doesn't have football. We don't have football. And I think we're in the city, at least we're pushing these programs forward. At least I hope so, Mark. I'm sure you're gonna dispute that.
Oh, no, no. I only think highly of you, Coach. Just here on the air, of course. But I mean, it's okay. I'll take care of it afterwards.
But without a doubt, Marquette is good.
Yeah.
You know, I think the quality of the team, Coach Gard, you know, we'll talk about that other team up north that's green.
That's right. Yeah, yes.
You know, I am their Craig Council.
I was going to say, aren't you a pretty good relationship with them? Which was about a light bulb. And never mind. We're not going to go there.
We'll change their ways. They haven't seen the light yet.
Well, speaking of UWM, so I'm guessing you know Doug Gottlieb, the new coach for the Phoenix up in Green Bay.
I do now.
If he invites you on his radio show, you accept?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk hoops, talk business.
Yeah. We're going to have to, you know, I think just like talking about the Cubs at a much lower level, the Green Bay-Milwaukee rivalry that got going this year, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome. It's okay that they're on the wrong side. It's okay.
That's all right.
But how is it unusual? I mean, I got to ask this question because, like, essentially, how unusual is it? And I can't think of where a college coach is going to have a radio show every day. And kind of, when is your show coming? And can I be on there sometime?
Hopefully it's coming soon because, you know, that's the new trend.
That's
NIL.
That's the NIL money.
And radio, and absolutely not.
There's some good sponsorship opportunity there, for sure.
I don't know. Jeff, you can speak to how hard it is to do your job. So I don't know anything about it, but, you know, there are talented individuals out there that can do a lot.
What a nice answer. That was very good how you did that. Good PR spin there.
So just quickly before we go to the final break, your thoughts on expanding the NCAA tournament and just potential playoff formats that are still being discussed. Obviously, the saving grace for college basketball is the tournament, the ability to make money there and to kind of move up. I don't know. In the sports world, after winning a round or two, it helps recruiting, it helps sponsorship. But what are your thoughts on expansion?
I'm not really for expansion. I think the product that we have is exceptional. You know, there are very few sports events in the world that rival the college basketball with March Madness. So I think why tinker with happy, right? Why tinker? You're the business guy.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I think, isn't it great every year, Jeff, when everybody kind of says, I should be in there. I should make it. Why aren't I in there? And they talk about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Why change that? Why make it, you know, 80 teams or 90 teams? Why kind of water it down? Now it's obviously a very high quality product. Think about three weekends where everybody watches the games at a high, I mean, just at an incredible high interest. Well, kind of, why would you change that? Why would you make it 80 or 90 teams? Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean, it obviously works. I wouldn't change it.
All right. Yeah. Don't mess with it. It's beautiful just the way it is. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We'll come back with some final thoughts from UWM coach Bart Lundy and Mark Cass from Team Lammy. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of college sports. UWM Panthers head coach Bart Lundy joins us today, as well as Mark Cass from Team Lammy. So, coach, as you navigate, as a parent and a coach, kind of the youth sports scene in your life, what's your advice to parents who have kids who are maybe 7 years old and starting to play a sport, but then you got to make all these decisions. You go club, you go rec, you go this, you go that. And they all come with different economic levels, for sure. What's your advice for young parents?
Well, first I'll get on a soapbox and say that's because of the cost of youth sports. It's really, in my opinion, kind of destroying it. My advice to parents is let your child make those decisions. Parents... and I'm guilty of this as much as anybody, you know, want their kids to be in this space or that space. They will find their space. Let them find what their joy and love for whatever sport. Let them navigate it. If they want to play rec, let them play rec. Don't make decisions that put your family in any financial burden. Because if you're a good enough player and you're as a parent, your goal is for your child to play in college. College coaches will find them. I tell my guys all the time, if you're good enough to play in the NBA, they're gonna find you. And we will find them. The kid who's walking to the park and only owns a basketball and doesn't have the money to play on a travel team, but he's shooting and working on his game every day, he's gonna get good, and we're gonna find him. Yeah. So let their passion be your guiding light. And then don't overextend yourself. But if you do have a lot of money and you see a kid in that school, a classmate, help that kid play whatever sport. Because there are a lot of kids out here, and it's the sad part of where we're at, that can't play in these leagues. And to me, that's really sad.
I mean, I think one thing you said was important is kind of let them play, kind of let them be kids. Don't let them live your life. Or don't try and live your life through them. Yeah. And I think I've seen that more kind of as a parent growing up and seeing that with my daughter. And I'm sure you see that both as a coach and as a parent. It's not your life. It's kind of their life. And kind of let them choose.
Yeah. And the hard thing for parents is especially if they go through a lot of the sports, basketball might actually be one of the better ones. Some of these other sports, the investment that the family has made is enormous.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then by the time they get into to start to look at college – the parents go, okay, well, I've spent all this money. I just I deserve to have that scholarship. You know, I want them to invest me back. But it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I thought one of the, if there was an inspiration that came out of the death of Bill Walton recently, that he talked so much about the power of coaches in his life. And you look back at all of his speeches, his TED Talks, and his announcing, like, the power of a really good coach in a kid's life is incredible. And, you know, so never underestimate what we all do as coaches and mentors in young kids' lives.
Well, think about that. You probably remember, I mean, I still remember, and of course, he'll say I'm old, but I still remember some of my coaches in high school and the impact they had on me. I don't remember every teacher I had, but I remember every coach I had, and I remember the impact he had on me. And I mean, it's something, and I still see kids I coached through my daughter who still kind of look up to me and kind of still talk to me, and I run into them now throughout the world, and they still kind of talk about that. So we all have an impact on kids.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's lost with Bill Walton sometimes is he did all this inspirational the talks, the just him being himself in the last 30 years of his life in an enormous amount of pain. Yeah. And if you've ever watched that the 30 for 30 on Bill Walton, the fact that he could have that spirit and that positivity and what he was going through personally. Man, that's such an inspiration.
And how many people he impacted, which now coming out. I mean, if we could all have half the impact he had in the world, it'd have been tremendous.
Yeah. Very good. That is it. That is the power of sports.
That's right.
I appreciate Coach Bart Lundy, Mark Cass for joining us on the Upswing today. Appreciate your time. We'll do it again soon.